Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, temperatures in the upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, have sunny skies, upper 80s. For Tuesday night, mostly clear in the upper 60s. As we head into Wednesday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. And Wednesday night, clear skies. Right now, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A teenager is dead after drowning at a South Central Wichita apartment complex yesterday. Emergency crews in Wichita were sent to the Kingston Cove Apartments at around 2 o'clock in reference to a submersion. A witness reported seeing a group of juveniles swimming in the lake at the apartment complex when they saw someone go under the water. The witnesses attempted to save the victim but were unsuccessful. The Wichita Fire Department responded, and after a search, they were able to recover the individual. No further information was immediately released. The Sunflower State ordered less than 1% of its vaccine allocation from the federal government for last week. The state health department's disclosure on Friday came as its data showed that Kansas still had nearly 593,000 unused doses. The health department said Friday that 42% of the state's 2.9 million residents had received at least one vaccine shot as of Friday. And Kansas forecasters say dry and warm, the rule for weather today. Mid-America Network News.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. The USDA's Economic Research Service projections for farm profits are mixed through 2030. USDA ERS provides forecasts for net cash farm income and net farm income, two major profitability indicators of the ag sector. Net farm income is a broader measure of farm sector profitability that incorporates non-cash items. Net cash farm income includes only gross cash income minus all cash expenses. For last year, ERS forecast net farm income to be at $123 billion, which was $31 billion more than the 20-year average, and net farm income at $139 billion. Further projections estimate these profitability indicators to rise in 2022, then level off through 2030 because of a projected increase in production expenses. In 2030, both measures of farm income are projected to be lower than their 2020 forecast. Net farm income is projected to remain slightly higher than the recent 20-year average. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Police say a Wichita man was arrested for attacking a grocery store worker over Chick-fil-A sauce. The Wichita Eagle reports 37-year-old James Adam Hirsch of Wichita was arrested for aggravated assault on Thursday. A Wichita police spokesman says the altercation was over the sale of Chick-fil-A sauce Wednesday at a Wichita Dillon's store. Police say Hirsch was asked to calm down or leave the store. Then he started punching at an employee. He also allegedly drove his car toward the front of the store where workers were standing before he drove away. A 13-year-old boy from Stafford County was airlifted last week to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita after being bit by a venomous snake while outside mowing. The boy was released from the hospital Friday afternoon and is expected to make a full recovery. KWCH-TV reports the mother said the bite happened Thursday. She believes the culprit was some type of rattlesnake. The animal bit the teen when he tried to move it. And weather forecasters say we'll start this week in the 80s, but could see 90s toward the end of the week. Mid-America Network News.
Gaines Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Gaines has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Gaines Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced that the fiscal year 2021 will be a good year for American farm exports. In the latest quarterly agriculture trade forecast, the agency said farm exports will total $164 billion, which would be the highest total in U.S. history. The report projects an increase of $7 billion in trade since the February forecast. USDA notes key factors include record export volumes for several commodities, including corn, soybeans, livestock, poultry, and dairy products. The University of Nebraska Medical Center requiring faculty, staff, and students to document whether they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. The Omaha World Herald reports the requirement kicks in on the 21st of this month. The documentation is required because medical students work with patients in clinics and hospital wards. Monday, Nebraska News here on the Mid-America Network.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week unanimously approved a request from the Agency on Aging, who has applied to the Kansas Department of Transportation and received approval to go into Washington County for pickups. Hanover will be $6, Barnes, Washington, and Greenleaf will be $8. Ellen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth reported the county did not receive a Department of Transportation cost share grant to assist with infrastructure improvement on 11th Terrace. This can be reapplied for in the fall. There's an ongoing housing shortage throughout Marshall County, specifically in Summerfield, Blue Rapids, and Frankfort. Marshall County will be receiving $1.9 million in federal American Rescue Plan dollars. Barber would like the county to consider using some of these dollars to spread around to cities to assist with the housing shortage. It's the understanding of the board that any cities that have their own governing board will receive dollars directly through the American Rescue Plan. Barber presented a local road safety plan funding application for the board's consideration, which would include a local share of $5,000 that would develop a local road safety plan for all major collector and paved routes throughout the county. No action was taken on these requests pending more information. Keegan Cadillo will begin as a corrections officer intern for the summer. Some 50 wind turbines could be located in western Washington County as part of a 200-site, 600-megawatt operation proposed by NextEra Energy, whose representatives met with Washington County commissioners at last week's meeting. Land acquisition is underway with construction planned for late 22 or 23, ideally completed within about a year, although the project could be divided into phases. A military training route that passes through Washington County scuttled development efforts a couple of years back. That will be taken into consideration. An energy provider for the electricity generated is to be determined, with transmission lines connecting with the Irish Creek Wind Farm in Marshall County. Named the High Banks Wind Energy Center, the project is expected to generate some $115 million in landowner payments, $100 million in estimated property taxes, and up to 400 jobs during construction. Washington County has received second-half proceeds of a federal COVID grant amounting to just over $1 million, matching Spark funding received last fall. The funding may be used through 2024 and can apply toward public health, government services, water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure, and the like. No action was taken on a request from Tiffany Heyman for securing the funding and administering the grant. The Washington County Appraiser advised work will begin in Mill Creek, Hanover, and Haddam on property reviews. Homeowners will be notified by mail. Nemaha County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business at their last meeting and did not meet May 24th. Gage County supervisors were the latest to hear concerns from a grassroots group expressing reactions to a proposed National Heritage Area that they contend could be an invitation for federal takeover of property. A nearly two-hour discussion last Wednesday also included those in favor, citing tourism and economic development potential. The Heritage Project has been shelved for the near term after a series of meetings throughout Nebraska and Kansas that have brought often emotional testimony from citizens. Those speaking during discussion last week, in addition to board members, were Terry Acton with Gage County Planning and Zoning, Kim Wilson with the University of Nebraska, Jim Ogle with Freedom Frontier, Angel Cushing from Kansas, Mark Engler with the Homestead National Historic Park, John Hansen, Nebraska Farmers Union President, Trevor Lee with Engage, Angie Bruna, Executive Director of the Beatrice Chamber, and Ashley Mason. There may be additional items pertaining to this in the future. Other discussion brought up the fact that flags at the courthouse were not raised due to inclement weather Memorial Day.
Options, including acquisition of all-weather flags, was considered. A motion passed unanimously, hiring Mark Kuhnke as the new highway superintendent for Gage County.
Barry E. Sloan, age 82, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Terry Christie Funeral in Waterville. Burial in the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery south of Waterville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Barry Sloan. William Bill J. Keggy, age 53, of Virginia, Nebraska, passed away May 31st. Interment services Friday, June 11th at 2:30 at the Brethren Cemetery at Holmesville. The Harmon Wright Mortuary Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bill Keggy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham, scallop potatoes, garden blend, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, peas, apricots, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alex Parker here with Circle P Processing. The facility in Waterville is opening. Call us at 363-6120 to book your slot for processing beef and hogs in Marshall County. I'm offering upfront pricing so you know exactly what the cost will be before you even leave your house. Don't wait. Slots are filling up fast, especially with fair season coming up. Call Circle P Processing today at 363-6120 and follow us on Facebook.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the upper levels, we still have this upper level ridge in place, which is going to bring mostly sunny skies across the area, dry weather pretty much all the way through Thursday. We really don't have a chance of showers and thunderstorms until Thursday night into Friday. We're going to see temperatures well in the upper 80s and back into the mid 90s as we head into Wednesday and Thursday. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 80s around 90. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 60s. As we head into Wednesday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the mid-90s. Wednesday night, mostly clear, lower 70s. As we head into Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early June, 84. Record high hit the century mark on this date. The average low, 61. The record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 8:51. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Sunshine and 63 degrees. Winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 7th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N, corp.com/careers.
The first win or go home game 7 of the NBA playoffs. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On the brink of elimination twice before, Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers saved their best for last to close out their first round series with the Mavericks.
George on the left wing. Leonard against Marjanovic, far side corner. Baseline drive to the rim. Kawhi Leonard! A building breaking jam!
The call on KLAC. Leonard put the Clips on his back again, finishing with a double-double, 28 points, 10 rebounds. The Clippers also hit 23 balls en route to a 126-111 win over Dallas to advance to the Western Conference semifinals. The Hawks' young stars prove they can hang with the East's top seed.
Trey has it. Clock is ticking. 20 seconds left. Now Trey gets it across. They tried to foul him. Alley-oop. John Collins jams it home.
On WZGC, behind Trey Young's 35 points, Atlanta stunned the 76ers 128-124 to take Game 1 of the Eastern Semis. Stanley Cup, one of the final teams to make the playoffs. The Canadiens are hitting their stride at the right time.
Slaughter in for Stastis, trying to go back toward the line, intercepted by Armia. A 2-on-1 with Byron. Armia moving in. Toe drag with a shot to the scores.
On TSN Radio 1290, Joel Armia scored twice while netminder Carey Price made 26 saves. The Habs rout the Jets 5-1 to take a commanding 3-0 lead in the second round series. Jonathan Marchessault's hat trick led the Golden Knights past the Avalanche 5-1 to even that series at 2. Baseball, the Red Sox proved once again there are no strangers to comebacks.
Sessa is ready. He throws. Bogarts drives one into left field toward the gap. No one gets it. Vasquez scores. Dahlbeck right behind him. 2-run hit for Bogarts.
On WEEI, Xander Bogarts drove in 3 runs, including a pair on a go-ahead 2-run single in the 10th. The Bo Sox topped the Yankees 6-5 for their first 3-game sweep in New York in 10 years. This is Rich Cantu.
It's summer fun with Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics in Seneca. Sign up for June and July's dance and cheer camps and open gyms, including Diamond, Emerald, and Ruby team camps for competition dance teams. Don't wait. Classes start soon. Call Little Steps at 336-3554 or visit their Facebook page, Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics.
The new 2021 Chevrolet and Buick models are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including the new Chevy Equinox Premier and Premier All-Wheel Drive, the new Chevy Traverse and Chevy Blazer, the new Buick Enclave Essence and 2 Envision Essence. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Democrats plan to advance a major piece of President Biden's infrastructure plan this week as he remains far apart from Republicans in a broader deal. Biden, meanwhile, will head to Europe this week for his first overseas trip since taking office. The stops include meetings Thursday with Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain, and the G7 summit starting Friday in Cornwall, which is a green technology center. During the summit, Biden will reinforce the commitment to multilateralism and work to advance key U.S. policies and priorities on public health, economic recovery, and climate change, to demonstrate solidarity and shared values among major democracies. Those words from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. In addition to the U.K., the other G7 countries, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. Now, there appears to be little chance of an infrastructure deal before Biden leaves D.C. However, a key Democrat in the 50-50 Senate, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, told Fox News on Sunday he was very confident there would eventually be a bipartisan agreement. Now, Biden talked Friday with West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito, the top Republican on the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, who offered to increase the previous GOP proposal of $928 billion by another $50 billion. The GOP proposal, though, includes about $300 million for new spending versus the $1 trillion that President Biden wants. Biden and Capito agreed to talk again today, but Psaki said Biden told the senator that the latest proposal does not meet the objectives to grow the economy, tackle climate crisis, and create new jobs. Biden also told Capito that he would continue to engage in a number of senators in both parties in hopes of achieving a more substantial package. Capito's office issued a statement confirming that she had talked to the president on Friday, and they agreed to talk again today. Without Manchin's support, Democrats would likely be unable to move a partisan infrastructure bill through the Senate, even through the budget reconciliation process. The reconciliation bills can pass the Senate with a simple majority vote. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the FBI is investigating, and the chair of the House Agriculture Committee wants to know if Russia was indeed behind the recent ransomware attack on JBS USA. Chairman David Scott says the cowardly hacking of critical U.S. food, energy, and financial systems must be stopped, and Russia must be held accountable if it is somehow involved. The House Ag Committee did not respond to requests to interview the chairman, but Scott issued a statement that he's working closely with the USDA and the president to get to the bottom of the JBS hack. American Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye says the problem is not going away.
You've already mentioned the petroleum pipeline. This is an issue that's affecting not just ag, but the economy at large as we've become more technology dependent.
Colonial Pipeline paid more than $4 million in ransom to a Russian-linked cyber extortion group to restore gasoline supplies on the East Coast. While it's unclear if JBS paid a ransom to its attacker, American Farm Bureau's Nye points out how vulnerable the United States food supply was during the early part of the pandemic.
When we looked at what was going on during, last spring, and we had plants going down for multiple weeks, the flexibility and the ability to respond is certainly dictated by how long the event lasts.
A USDA estimate showed about a 20% decline in cattle slaughter after JBS USA beef plants went down. That's nearly the same as the firm's United States beef market share. And that, of course, was just a 2 or 3 day interruption. Once again, the FBI is investigating, and the chair of the House Agriculture Committee is trying to determine if Russia was behind the recent attack on JBS. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning from Beatra 77 Livestock. Dennis Henriks with the Monday Report, folks, and we've got a nice sale here today. We'll be starting at 10 o'clock this morning in the cattle trade. In the cattle trade over the weekend, 120 was the top cash, 191 on the carcass, as that broken record certainly continues. At 12 o'clock noon, we get in the hay department in the square bales, alfalfa 88, in the prairie 169, brome 121, in the grass 35, and there is 35 red clover grass mixed. In the big round bale department, guys, we've got 40 head of round brome. Excellent stuff. Weighs 1830. It is old crop, but net wrapped in great shape. So if you need some hay to finish up, guys, certainly have round brome here today. And that hay will sell at 12 o'clock. On the inside, folks, we do have a large run of cows and bulls, so the weigh-ups certainly will go from 10 to 12 o'clock here today. At 12 o'clock noon, we're going to get into a lot of bred cows. Unfortunately, I can't tell you right now what's bred or not. Dr. Tony Hawkins, so we'll certainly do all the pregging in the mouth in here this morning. We've got a group of 29 black and black bronze bred cows. Now, they're going to be older age cows. They're going to be bred black. We'll get a preg in a mouth on those. We certainly got another 36 black cows, nice cows, guys, but do not know the pregnancy on those. So if you need to inquire, certainly give us a call at 11 o'clock or so. They will be selling right there after 12 o'clock noon. We do have two-year-old horned virgin Hereford bulls. They're all semen-tested guys, great set of bulls. Go on some black cows for those black baldies. They will sell here today also. In the calf department, we've got a lot of light-like cattle, guys. I've got 34 head of black and black baldy red. Steer and heifers are going to be April, first part of April calvers right up to January. They're going to be in that 125 to 375 pounds, guys. They will be coming off the cow this morning. They're all knife cut. They're vaccinated nasal chin 3 PHM, 7-way permectin. There will be about 3 baby calves that there will be coming off cows this morning. Also, there's about a total of 4 head of families out there today. So all those cows and cow calves and bred cows will certainly be there at 12 o'clock noon. In the feeders, guys, there's 18 black steers. They're going to be yearlings out of DeWitt. They're going to be 775 to 8 1/4. Out of Burchard, 18 black steer and heifers are going to be 300 to 600. 8 head of black and red steer and heifers, 5 to 600 out of Western. We do have 4 Holstein steers are coming right off the grass at 800 out of Wilbur. Palmyra's got 7 black heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 718 shorthorn steer and heifers. They're going to be 5 to 600. So, lighter run, of course, in the feeder cattle, but a lot of cows, a lot of bred cows, guys. So, check us out. Give us a call. Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. Have a great week. If we can be assistance, certainly give us a call here this morning. And you know to keep in mind that you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
Not that you ever need an excuse to eat on.
63 degrees sunshine this morning as highs warm up near 90 today.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau.
That you ever need an excuse to eat ice cream, but you have one today. A good way to beat the heat with the taste of chocolate ice cream. We tell you more on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 7th, the 158th day of the year. Singer Tom Jones is blowing out 81 candles on his birthday cake. And on this day in 1976, the NBC Nightly News with John Chancellor and David Brinkley debuted on air for the first time. Today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Did you know that chocolate actually came before vanilla? Early ice cream recipes were modeled after beverages, and in the 17th century, hot chocolate was the drink of choice. It was actually considered a delicacy until 1800, when it began to be produced more often. Chocolate still comes in as the number 2 most popular flavor of ice cream, second to vanilla. So grab a cone and celebrate this summer treat. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. A pair of losses for both the KC Royals and the Wichita Wind Surge. We'll start with the Surge, who lost the extended homestand series finale to the Arkansas Travelers 9-0 yesterday at Riverfront Stadium. The Surge did take the series 4-6. Wichita will now travel to Tulsa for the second time this year to face the Tulsa Drillers in a 6-game series that gets underway tomorrow. Now to the boys in blue. Minnesota first baseman Miguel Sano swooped in to catch a popped-up bunt and start a triple play, highlighting the Twins' 2-1 win over the Kansas City Royals yesterday. It was the Twins' first triple play since 2019. Sano has been a part of the last 4 triple plays turned by the Twins. Again yesterday, the Twins over the Royals 2-1. Royals beginning a 3-game series with the Los Angeles Angels this evening. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team split a pair with Silver Lake on Friday. Silver Lake wins the opener 12-2. Marysville takes the nightcap 4-2. Marysville is set to host Republic County in a doubleheader Wednesday. Games at 6 and 8 p.m. at Feldhausen Field.
The Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match event is underway now through June 8. Gifts can be made anytime online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com with a credit card. Checks postmarked before the 8th can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive, Blue Rapids. Donors can also make their gifts in person at the Blue Rapids Community Center, Tuesday the 8th from 8 to 3. Thank you for your support of the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving. The Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce supports local businesses and tourist attractions. Past improvements to the camper hookups at Riverside Park have led to an increase in campers stopping to enjoy Blue Rapids, and the parking area needs new rock. The American Legion, George Bedford, Post 169, is looking for funding for the costs associated with the new Memorial Highway named after Corporal Allen Oatney and SP4 Gene Myers, two Waterville natives who paid the ultimate price during the Vietnam War. The Marshall County Fair Association is raising funds for the maintenance of the fairgrounds and building additions and removals. The old beef barn has been demolished and footings have been poured. Your donation will go toward continued construction costs, pens, and wash stations. Thank you for your support. The Blue Rapids Historical Society and Museum has been upgrading the museum facilities with technological and general improvements. Donations will continue to support these improvements and enable the museum to start new projects and create new exhibits and programs. The Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match event is underway now through June 8. Gifts can be made anytime online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com with a credit card. Checks postmarked before the 8th can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive, Blue Rapids. Donors can also make their gifts in person at the Blue Rapids Community Center, Tuesday the 8th from 8 to 3. Thank you for your